Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to another beautiful night alongside the Connecticut River. Here from Riverfront Park, it's games 1 and 2 of a 4-game split tonight between Muzzy and Riverfront to open up and close round number 2 of the Connecticut Twilight League playoffs. Good evening, and it's time for Dodger baseball. Another scenic evening as it comes for an elimination game and a revenge game for one of these two teams. It's the Elmers Angels and the Weathersfield Dodgers. Last time these two met, it was at Dunkin' Donuts Park in Hartford, Connecticut, where the Dodgers managed to pull off a 10-0 mercy rule, the only mercy rule game of that opening weekend. They get set tonight as it will be on the hill. It will be Phil Ledwith and Brendan Pierce for the Dodgers, but Phil Ledwith for the Elmers Angels. It's the opening of round number 2. Two of those games will be right here. The other two happening tonight at Muzzy Field. The games tonight are going to be Weathersfield and Elmers with Russell LaFleur, who will be opening things up for the Angels. He's coming to bat quite soon. And then right after that, we'll see Fat Orange Cat, who beat the Dodgers last night 1-0 late. That was about the midnight hour when they were able to do that. Real late in the game. They'll be taking on the Terryville Black Sox, a team that lost maybe one game this season. So it will be a tough game, and Russell LaFleur will open things up. Brendan Pierce standing in on the hill, and the Dodgers are ready to go. So the Dodgers playing his home tonight. Elmers on the road with Russell.
First name, so I'm not yelling, guy.
With Russell LaFleur and Brendan Pierce on the hill. So with Pierce getting the start, he's started quite a few games for the Dodgers, and he's been reliable. Well, at least until late in the game. But that is expected with just about every pitcher until late in the game. 6 o'clock, it's time to open up. And here we go. Inside, ball one, and that is how we open round number 2. Around same time, a game out in Muzzy Field in Bristol starting up. Strike number 1. Bristol will play New Britain in an elimination game out at Muzzy Field. I believe that's starting right about now. We'll try and keep you updated on that game. 1-1 on the way. Chopped foul. It'll go out of play. 1-2 count. One thing you got to notice about the environment here tonight, a lot of dragonflies out. Huge swarm. I'm serious. I've never seen this before. Huge swarm of dragonflies right about infield, maybe on the base path between first and second. And LaFleur will call time, settle back into the box with a 1-2 count. Pierce kicks and delivers the payoff pitch. Chop ground ball, third base side. It'll be picked up by the third baseman, Rob Correa. He throws to DeRubius, who will record the out. And so with LaFleur down, this brings up Scott Kelleher. Kelleher tonight, he'll be manning the hot corner. He's out in shortstop. So the Angels coming off a win in the elimination bracket. It was a big game that they had to play. 4-1, foul ball back into the fence. 4-1, they were originally leading 2-1 going into the final inning as the away team. They're the away team again tonight. That game was, I believe, against the Southington Aftershock. The Aftershock promised a high-powered offense that just really didn't deliver. They couldn't really get the bats going. They did get one, but they cut the lead down to 2-1 and then a 2-spot in the 7th from Elmers. Here's the 0-1 from Pierce. Chop ground ball again, third base side. Correa makes the throw to DeRubius, who makes another out, and there are 2 down here in Glastonbury. Again, we'll be here until tomorrow. Tomorrow, the last day of play this week. We'll get Friday and then Saturday, Sunday off. We'll be back here, I believe, Monday. Then Tuesday, Monday, I believe, starts the semifinals. That'll be one of the winner's bracket finale on Monday. Strike one to Nick Magulis. Winner's bracket finale, that will be next Monday here at Riverfront. Chopped foul, strike 2. Next Tuesday, the elimination bracket finale. That will end the semifinals. The finale of the semifinals. That'll be Tuesday at Muzzy Field, and then Wednesday, games 1 and 2 of the best of 3 series to determine the champion. If it's tied 1-1 at the end of that day, there's ball 1. So 1-2 count. If that series is tied at 1 by the end of the night, by the end of Wednesday night, they'll play Thursday night, game 3. Chopped. That is skied into left. And he'll make the grab to retire the side. We go end of the first half of the first inning. We go bottom 1, 0-0 here from Glastonbury. And as we kick off the bottom half of the first inning, we're settling in here. Nico Piscopo to lead things off. Piscopo to be followed by Douglas as he's on deck. And ready to go here from Riverfront. Dodgers came off the 1-0 loss to Fat Orange Cat. A tight game. Really did come down to around the 6th, maybe the 7th inning. Getting set. Pitch on the way from Ledwith. Called strike number 1. So Phil Ledwith again getting the start. Brendan Pierce getting the job for Weathersfield. And here comes the 0-1. Strike 2. So about 7 minutes into this game. Started at 6, now 6:07. 0-2 on the way. Ball 1. And Piscopo will stay alive. And the Terryville Black Sox will come up next. In the next game, 1-2 on the way. Ball 2, going to be low. Piscopo with the 2-2 count. That one is swung on. It's going to be a chop ground ball. Second baseman is not going to get it. He's going to try and make it to second, and he does. And I couldn't see that, but he went. Nearly thrown out. That should go as an error off the second baseman, but
if you videotape, let us know so you don't stand in front of the camera.
And so here comes Kez Douglas to the plate, coming out of the Empire Pro League. Kez Douglas ready to go. Off the error.
Come on.
Come on, 2-7.
Go ahead today.
And with a runner on second off the error, pitch on the way.
Hey, leave it.
Watches that go by, strike 1. Kez really could get a solid rip out of this.
Come on, Kez, good job, Ali.
Let's go, 2-7.
And the 0-1 swung on, and that is a line drive. That should go as a well-earned hit. Piscopo will hold at third. Douglas will stay at first. And a base hit for the home team.
Sorry, Rebo. I didn't know you were there. My bad. I should have known better.
So here comes Tyler Repoli. And Repoli stands up at the plate. Runners on the corners, nobody out. Top, bottom half of the first. Weathersfield playing as the home team tonight. Ball number 1 is that one goes low. And now, 1-0 count. Ledworth trying to keep the Elmers season alive, and that one is shattered towards center. And they'll be out. The runners are going to tag. Kez will stay at first, and a run will come home for the Dodgers, and off to a good start. And Weathersfield strikes themselves up by 1 in the bottom half of the first. Here comes Vinny DeRubius.
Yo, Zach's after Vinny.
And DeRubius to come to the plate. Runner on first, 1 away, and a 1-0 lead. Pitch on the way. Called strike number one. Sager will be on deck. And time will be called. Dodgers in control here. They're going to try and keep it that way. And that one is swung on. Ground ball, third base side. Throw to second for one. It's going to get away, and that's going to be another error as it goes right into right field. Douglas is going to get to third. And my goodness. So that is two errors now on the Angels with one base hit for the Dodgers. Here comes Zach Sager. Runners on the corners, one out. And once again, here we go. Pierce will be on deck, and Ledworth, I think, is a little bit rattled. Up at the plate, just not a good start. Pitch on the way. Runner goes. DeRubius will make it. The throw to third! They were trying to get Douglas! And it doesn't go! And that is going to be a run scored. So that'll be a 1-0 count, and another run scores, and there was a throw down to third as DeRubius was taking second. On that throw, it went into left field. Pitch on the way, ball number two. The throw, while it was on its way, got past the third baseman, and another run is going to score. 2-0 count for Sager, who has a runner on second base. Pitch on the way, swung on. Hit into left. It's going to be nearly down the line. That's going to be a beautiful base hit. It goes all the way to the wall. Sager rounding first. He's going to come to second. A run is going to score for DeRubius. And again, another run scores here. And it's 3-0 here in the first. DeRubius comes all the way home. Sager on second, and here is Brendan Pierce at the plate. He'll be followed by Sullivan. And Phil Ledworth just does not have it with him today. Pitch on the way. Takes strike number one. Runner 180 feet from home in Sager, and it's just the errors are killing the Angels tonight. And here they are in a winner-go-home scenario, down by three. Chop ground ball, gets past the pitcher. Second baseman is going to make the grab. They're going to get the out at first. Runner's going to stay at third, but one down at first base. And here comes Dan Sullivan, maybe the last at-bat of the first inning. The Dodgers really looking to extend this 3-0 lead they've gathered here in the first. You build up a lead like this over time, it's going to wear him out. He fouls it off his foot. Strike one. Runner 90 feet from home. And it looks like Sullivan might have broken his bat. And Sullivan has broken his bat on the foul ball. Put a crack in it. And there goes another $100. The broken bats in the tournament continue. Wow. So Sullivan with his backup bat now. That's going to be a ball, and it gets away from the pitcher. Here comes Sager, who's going to stand up to cross the plate. And 4-0 in the first with a 1-1 count. And Ledworth just doesn't have it in him tonight. And the Dodgers. Here's the 1-1 to Sullivan. Back up first base side. First baseman makes the grab and records the out. So we're through with one inning, and it is, at the end of the first, 4-0 Dodgers. And here we go, top half of the second. Dodgers on top by four. What a night this is. Here comes the pitch. Ball number one from Pierce. This is, I believe, Jared Flommer.
I got it.
Takes that one as it goes back. Foul ball, strike one. So should be a 1-1 count. Pierce. Sorry, 0-2. Here's the 2-0. Fouls it back, strike one. So a 2-1 count now. Pierce behind in the count, working to get back out ahead. Ball three. Rough call there. Pitch on the way outside, ball four, and that'll be the first walk of the ball game. So Flommer will get out. So Flommer on base. This will bring up Kyle Maglio. So Maglio settles himself in. Runner on first, nobody away. Pierce. Set, kicks and deals. Swung on, it's a high pop-up. Pierce looking to get under it, and he'll make the grab. One down and a runner on first for Mike Dean. Dean tonight doing the catching for the Angels. So doing the catching. And the pitch called strike one, and that will open up this at-bat. The Angels, who came out, got on an early start in their last game, put up two runs early, so far behind by four. Strike two as he swings and misses at that one. Solid breeze coming off the swing. Gets a nice healthy cut at that one. 0-2 count. Pierce looking to put away the second out. Kicks and throws. Payoff pitch. Swung on. Fouled back towards the pavilion. This is right in the middle of a beautiful park here in Glastonbury. Still 0-2. Pitch on the way. Swung on. Chop. Ground ball. Going down. Shortstop. He'll get past the second baseman. That should be a well-earned base hit. So a well-earned base hit for the Angels in the top half of the second. Pierce settles himself back in. And Carter Marshall will bat. Runners on first and second. One away. Again, elimination game, so you got to be on your A game here tonight. This elimination matchup. Winner moves on. Strike number one. Loser ends up going home, and for the Angels, they might be in a bit of trouble sitting here in just the second inning down by four. Here it comes. Swung on high, foul ball. Out towards the makeshift lacrosse field. Looks like some lacrosse team out there practicing. And it is right behind, actually, this press box alongside the first base side. Along third base is the parking lot. Luckily, none of the cars have been dented so far in this playoffs. Pitch on the way. Swung on. It's a high fly ball. Looks like it's going right field side. Second baseman getting under it. And Sager will make the second out. So Sager makes the grab in right. Sullivan playing shortstop. And so it looks like a pinch runner coming on. He switches it with the catcher. So two down. Taylor Kozakowski coming to bat. Kozakowski faces the first one, strike one.
on, Paris.
And here's the 0-1. Ball one. Pierce trying to put away the second inning and get to the bottom half. Here's the 1-1 on the way. Ball number two. So 4-0 lead. Trying to protect that lead are the Dodgers. Here's the 2-1. Swung on, chop ground ball. First base side, DeRubias comes up with it. He gets the force out at first, and that will put away the side. We go bottom half of the second inning, and in the bottom half of the second is where we're going now. It's 4-0, Dodgers on top. And to get started here, bottom half of the second inning, it's going to be Costin Merchant.
Come on, Costin, find a way anyway.
And so Merchant gets set. Had a few stolen bases in the last game. Very fast base runner. Hey. Big tool on the base pad. He's able to run. Tries to bunt. That'll go in as a strike. Here's the 0-1. Swings and misses as he gets a healthy cut at that one. Doesn't connect. And the pitch. Up high, ball one. Merchant watches it go by. It's a 1-2 count. Here's the 1-2. Swung on and missed, and he'll strike out to open up the second. So here comes Ricky Brown, bottom of the second, one away. And Ricky Brown up at the plate. Ricky Brown good about getting singles. He's got some skill with the bat. Takes strike one. And the 0-1 count, one down. 0-1 pitch on the way. Delivery's going to be just low, ball one, and that will even out the count. So 1-1 count to Brown. Kicks and deals. 2-1 as that goes low. And a 2-1 count. Looking to make the connection here. 2-1 on the way. Make a connection, he does. It goes right field. Right fielder getting under it. So with two down, this brings up Rob Correa. It's the bottom half of the order. After this, it'll be Piscopo, who was the leadoff batter tonight. And Correa will stand in. He's first at bat here. Dodgers again just trying to protect the 4-0 lead. And here comes the 0-0. Ball one outside and low to Rob Correa. And so Correa called strike one down the middle. So a 1-1 count. Here comes the 1-1 pitch. Low in the dirt, ball two. So 2-1 count, two down, nobody on. Dodgers in control. Ledwith seems to have gathered himself after the first. Swung on and missed strike two, and we have an even count. And one more strike ends this half inning. Takes us into the top of the third, nearly midway tonight. Swung on and missed, and he'll K.
Yeah, roll it out, bud.
And so we end up going top half of the third inning, still 4-0 Dodgers. And here we go for the top half of the third. This should be Ken Cook coming up to bat. With Russell LaFleur, the leadoff batter on deck. Ken Cook batting in the ninth spot. He's a DH tonight. Pitch on the way. Swung on and missed. Strike number one. So an 0-1 count, and Pierce looking to get out of the top half of the third, bring it back to the bottom half, and see if the Dodgers can extend this 4-0 lead they've got. Called strike two. And Cook trying to drive the ball here. 0-1 pitch on the way. It's a high pop-up. Going third base side, could be out of play. No, it'll be caught by Rob Correa. And a solid catch by Correa. And he will put away Ken Cook as Russell LaFleur comes back to the plate. And so, LaFleur staring down Pierce. 0-0 on the way. Ball one, it's in the dirt. And here comes the 1-0. Ball two. So two balls, no strikes. 2-0 on the way. Skied. Fly ball. DeRubius getting under it. Makes the grab. And again, two down. All on foul balls, and DeRubius came sprinting in from behind first base. This will bring up Scott Kelleher. Kelleher looking at trying to keep this inning alive. Last time it was the top of the order, they did go 1-2-3. Now it's 9-1-2 is this part of the order. Here's the two batter, and Kelleher, who drills one right field. Looking to get under it is Douglas. It will drop, tries to throw to the cutoff. It'll get by him, and that should be a well-earned base hit. So the second base hit of the game for the Angels is that one. Just dropped right before Kez Douglas could get to it. Made a good effort. This will bring up Nick Magulis, the number three batter. And Magulis, runner 180 feet from home for him tonight. And the opening pitch from Pierce, strike number one. So there it is from Pierce. And here comes the 0-1. Swung on, high fly ball. DeRubius trying to get under it. It will fall at the fence. Strike number two. So it falls just beyond the fence. And the 0-2 count. And now, here comes the 0-2. Ball one. I don't know about that call.
Hey, next pitch, 2-1, let's go.
But a 1-2 count now. Pierce looking to put away the top half of the third. And here comes the 1-2. Ball two, that one up high. Pierce so far can't seem to dial in this last pitch. All he needs to do is get one more. And And the 2-2 swung on, lined into left. Runner's going to round third. Throw home. It's going to be close, but not on time. So it'll be 4-1, and the Angels are able to put one on the board. Runner held at first, however. This brings up Jared Flommer. And Flommer takes the first pitch up high, ball one. Comes the 1-0. Swung on, ground ball, shortstop, flip to second, and that puts it away. So we're through with the top half of the third, 4-1, Dodgers in control. And so, Piscopo gets a hold of it and sends it to center. It'll be caught. And this starts the bottom half of the third inning. Bottom three, Kez Douglas coming to the plate. So an 0-0 count, one down. And Kez Douglas and the pitch, strike number one. And here comes the 0-1. Foul back, strike two. And Phil Ledworth seems to be in control. 0-2 now. Douglas looking to stay alive here. Here's the 0-2. Swung on and missed, strike three, and Kez Douglas goes down swinging. This brings up Tyler Repoli. And the pitch, strike number one. And here comes the 0-1. Strike two. Another called strike there. And rapidly. And this is really the top of the order. 1-2-3. Here comes the pitch. Swung on. Hit. Right back to the pitcher. Repoli is out. Gunned down at first. We go top four. We'll be midway through this game. 4-1. Dodgers in control here. And so we're back here to open up the fourth inning. And here's the quick look at the schedule so far. Currently happening elsewhere at Muzzy Field. It's the Eastern Division champions, the Arch 2 Sports Bar and Grill Indians, taking on the number 3 Great Falls Gators. Then later at 8 tonight, Fat Orange Cat, the number 4, will take on number 1 Terryville. At 8 o'clock tonight at Muzzy Field, you'll see the New Britain Hurricanes, the number 7, take on the number 6 Bristol Knights. Winner of the two elimination games tonight, the Hurricanes and Knights, and then this game will both play at Riverfront tomorrow night. And that will be followed up. The losers of the two winners bracket games will play. So the loser of Fat Orange Cat and Terryville will play the winner of New Britain and Bristol. First pitch on the way. Swung on and missed. Strike number one. And then the loser of the Arch 2 Great Falls game will play Weathersfield or Elmers. Winner of this game. Ball number one. Winners of so-called games G and H, Great Falls and Terryville games, will advance to play Monday night at Riverfront right here. Semifinals game number one. 1-1 on the way. Strike number two. And the two winners of the elimination bracket games tomorrow. So tomorrow's winners will advance to play here. Ball number one. They'll advance to play here at Riverfront also on Monday at 8 p.m. Loser of the winner's bracket championship or semifinal game number one. And the winner of semifinal game number two, and that one off the second baseman throw on, is not going to be in time. So that should be an error, and here comes the next batter for Elmers. So of semifinal game number one, the 6 p.m. game on Monday. Loser of that will play 7 o'clock at Muzzy on Tuesday. Here's the pitch. Swung on. Chop foul ball. Strike one. So that winner's bracket final. Winner of that will go on. Will go on to the championship series and get Tuesday off, sorry. And the winner of the loser bracket, or the elimination bracket finale, and the loser of the winner bracket finale will meet in the real elimination bracket championship game. That'll decide who goes on. Timeout there. And then those two teams will make up the championship Wednesday, 6-8. And then if that's tied 1-1 by the end of Wednesday night, they'll play Thursday night at 7 at Muzzy. So all next week. And then the All-Star game, I believe, coming Saturday. Strike number one as he swings and misses. Strike number two. Runner on first, nobody out. 0-2 count.
Fastball, curveball.
And the pitch. Swung on. Ground ball. Shortstop, it'll get past him. Base hit. That will be their third hit of the game, and runners on first and second. Nobody out here, 4-1. Terryville gathering behind home plate, ready to play in their next game. Not even an hour into this game, and we're here in the top half of the fourth. And getting settled in, here's the pitch. He's going to lay down a bunt. Pierce is going to pick it up. Get the out at first. Runners will advance to second and third.
You good, Ben?
And so now,
hey, tuck the left, hit one.
And here comes the 0-0 on the way. Swung on and missed. And a 4-1 ball game. Here we go. 0-1 on the way. And that'll be 1-1 count. And with the 1-1 pitch on the way, ball number two. Two-one count, runners in scoring position, two to be exact. Pierce throws the 2-1, fouled back. Strike number two. And now.
Okay.
And now. Here comes the 2-2. Swung on, ground ball. Second base will make the throw on to first, and another one will score. So it'll be 4-2. And Ken Cook. So an 0-0 count, 4-2 lead for the Dodgers. That'll be ball number one. And the 1-0. Inside, ball two. Ken Cook at the plate. And that one on the way. Strike number one. And the 2-1 on the way. Foul ball. Strike number two. And getting set, 2-2 count, Ken Cook. Pitch on the way. Ball three up high, full count, two down. Runner on third. Top of the fourth. So nearly exactly halfway through this game. 3-2 on the way, in the dirt, ball four, they'll walk him. And Pierce couldn't dial in that last pitch as Russell LaFleur comes up for the third time. And Ken Cook will get a pinch runner. And now, Pierce settles in with LaFleur at the plate. Pitch to LaFleur. Ball one. And the pitch. Called strike number one. It'll be a 1-1 count, two down. And the 1-1. Swung on again, fouled off. And a 1-2 count. Pitch on the way. In the dirt. Bouncing before it gets to the catcher. It's going to get away. Runner's going to hold at third. And another runner's getting to second. Ball two. Safe at third. And LaFleur still at the plate. 2-2 count. Two down. 4-2. The lead cut in half. And here's the 2-2. Up high, ball three. And again, a full count. Pierce struggling up there. And the 3-2. Ball four. He's going to walk again. Bases loaded, two down. With Scott Kelleher at the plate. And so a big meeting on the hill. Pierce just has to try and collect himself. And the 0-0. Strike number one. And with two outs, bases loaded. 0-1 on the way. Ball one. Low in the dirt. Here comes the 1-1. Called strike number two. So 1-2 count. Two down, bases loaded. Pierce needs to get out of the jam. And the 1-2. Swung on and it's drilled. Center field. It's going to fall for a base hit. One's going to score. Here comes two. Throw to second. It'll be cut off. And two are going to score. This game is tied. It's so 4-4 here in the fourth inning. And the Angels have come right back. Thanks to Scott Kelleher. This will bring up Nick Magulis. And so, two on, both in scoring position. Pierce delivers strike number one. And that one on the ground, third base, it's going to be dropped.
Yes, sir. Great job.
Throw to first. They got him. No, he's going to be safe. And another run is going to score. And we'll make it 5-4. So that'll go as an error. And 5-4 Elmers. Pitch on the way. Swung on, fouled. Strike one. And this is a long half inning. So 5-4, Elmers in the lead now. Here comes the 0-1. Swung on, foul. DeRubius gets under, and that will be it for the top half of the fourth. We go bottom four here from Riverfront. It's 5-4 Angels. And Vinny DeRubius coming to bat. And DeRubius at the plate. Getting ready. And the first pitch, ball number one.
Hey, having that bat one. Come on, Vin.
And the pitch. Ball number two as that gets away from the catcher. Here comes the 2-0.
Hey, green light.
And now 3-0.
Green light.
And DeRubius trying to lead the team back down from 5-4. Strike one.
Hey, next pitch, one, next pitch.
So 5-4 lead. And the pitch swung on and it's hit. That will drop. Foul. Strike two in a full count.
Come on, Ben, make it happen, Kip.
And DeRubius. Here comes the 3-2. Up high, ball four. So this will bring up Zach Sager. And Sager will come to bat. And with Zach Sager ready to go, Phil Ledwith. Ledwith with one on, nobody out. Bottom half of the fourth inning. So truly midway through this game. Here's the pitch. Getting away. DeRubius taking off for second base. He'll get there standing up. As that ball went all the way to the backstop. And so, 1-0 count. And it looks like a quick little meeting on the mound. We'll be right back. 5-4 Angels. And so Sager up at the plate. I believe a 1-0 count. And Ken Cook coming to pitch. So with Ken Cook on the mound now, that makes Ledworth going just about 3 1/3 innings, giving up 4 runs. Gave up 2 hits. 2 hits and 2 errors, as there is strike number 1. So 2 hits, 2 errors, 4 runs through 3 1/3 innings. And that is what Phil Ledworth will go through. Ken Cook, his first pitch is in the zone. Next one is shot in to right. DeRubius will go on to third base. And a nice base hit. Third base hit of the game for the Dodgers is Brendan Pierce, the starter, coming onto the mound. Or not onto the mound, sorry, onto the plate. And Brendan Pierce, so far he's had a good season. Dodgers looking to try and continue that. And a little meeting on the mound with Cook. Nobody warming in the bullpen. It seems maybe Cook might be the real replacement here. So large meeting on the hill there. And Cook will stay on the hill. And Pierce really trying to bring in the tying run. Got the tying run on third, go ahead on first, and it's the insurance run standing at the plate. And so now. And the pitch. Ball one. And Pierce. Here's the 1-0. Runner goes. Foul. And that'll send Sager back to first. New ball being introduced. Back over to Cook. Still on the hill. Face down one batter. Gave up a hit. Nobody out here in the bottom half of the fourth. Midway inning. It's Dan Sullivan on deck. He'll be followed by Costin Merchant. Pickoff attempt at first. No good. Still 1-1 count. It looks like number 15 and number 18 will be making their way down to the bullpen. And there's a quick bunt down the first baseline. Cook is not going to throw to either base. Everyone's going to be safe. And that will bring the Dodgers back into this tie game. So base hit laid down on the bunt. And Dan Sullivan coming to the plate. Derubias crosses home and puts the Dodgers back in a tie game. And off a bunt. That is wild.
Appreciate it, sir.
How's everything good?
Good, you?
So an RBI bunt from Brendan Pierce. Not something you see every day. Dan Sullivan with Merchant on deck, followed by Brown. High pop-up going back right behind the plate. Catcher getting it. One down, runner on first and second. This will bring up Costin Merchant, arguably the fastest player on the team. If he gets on base, he is dangerous. Tie 5-5. And Cook staring down the batter. Pitch on the way. Merchant will look at that one for strike one. Nearly went.
He was just saying he doesn't have good time. He's not seeing the ball well.
That's a lost arm.
That's a good way to
bust out of a slum. Here's the 0-1 in the dirt. Nearly getting away. Runners will hold. Ball one. It's an even count now. So 1-1 count now. So with the 1-1, Merchant stepping back in. And now, pitch on the way. Ball number two. And the 2-1. Swung on and missed. Strike two. That'll even the count. And Merchant looking at a good pitch to take. Only one out here in the inning, and it is 5-5. They should be heading to the fifth soon. Pitch on the way. Swung on and missed, and Merchant will K. So two down here in the inning. Ricky Brown coming to the plate. And Ricky Brown looking for something here. And now, here comes the 0-0. High pop-up. Second baseman, no first baseman getting under it. Makes the grab. Puts away this inning. We go top half of the fifth. It's 5-5. And so, this brings up the next batter for the Angels. So the Angels have their next batter at the plate. Pitch on the way. Swung and it's a high pop-up. Pierce getting under it, and he makes the grab. Retires the first one of the fifth. So a good start here to the inning. Believe that might have been Maglio. So that was Maglio at the plate. This will bring up Mike Dean. So Dean will come up to bat. will be followed by Marshall, Kozakowski, and then Cook. Cook doing the pitching now for the Angels. Coming in, pitched a full inning. Pitch on the way. Ball number one. So a hot start to the fifth. Let's see if Pierce can keep up that intensity. And the pitch. Swung on. Chop ground ball. Sullivan gets it. Makes the throw down to first. And he gets him two down. A quick two down here in the fifth. Final three innings. And, you know, you're down to your last nine outs as the visiting team. If you go down at any point in this game, it could be over a little bit earlier than you're expecting. And so far, they're making good time. 7:15, top of the fifth. And for a game that's supposed to be starting up at 8 o'clock, so in another 45 minutes is when Fat Orange Cat and Terryville are supposed to take the field. So still making good time. Pitch on the way to open up this at-bat. Ball number one. And this is Carter Marshall. That one is shot. Sky high. Caught. And that will put away this half inning. We go bottom five. 5-5 elimination baseball here from Riverfront. And so bottom half of the fifth, Rob Correa comes to lead things off. Ken Cook still standing in on the bump. Ready to go. Bottom five. After this, we'll get to the final two innings. We'll get to the penultimate inning next. Dodgers looking to put one up here on Ken Cook. If they put one up here, they'll be set to go to the next inning and potentially try and close this game out. Rob Correa standing in. And now takes the pitch. Swung on, and it's hit through the gap. Right between the second baseman and the shortstop, and a solid base hit. So a good inning, or at least a good start to Correa. And this brings up Nico Piscopo. So Nico Piscopo coming up to the plate now. So with one on, nobody out, Ken Cook and Nico Piscopo at the plate. And the pitch, swung on and missed. Nice healthy cut, one a little bit higher. Piscopo just looking to get a good rip here and try and score a run. Elmers with one in the pen. Swung on, get a rip, he does. Right field, but the right fielder coming under it. Throw to first, not going to be in time. He's going to be safe. Here comes Kez Douglas. Correa safe at first. Kez Douglas to bat, one away. A runner about 270 feet from home plate. Tyler Repoli will follow him up. Hey, Douglas, step up. Let's go. Kez Douglas. Hey, Douglas is set, ready to roll.
Hey, Dougie.
And Cook takes the pitch. Called strike one. And here's the pitch. Swung on. Line drive. It'll get past the second baseman. Correa will get down onto the bag. And another good hit. Sixth hit of the game, and Kez Douglas gets on board Tyler Repoli to come to the plate. And so now, Tyler Repoli at the plate. One down, two on, one in scoring position. Pitch on the way. Called a strike. So an 0-1 count. And now, pitch on the way. Called strike two. Repoli just needs to get one good hit.
Hey, I'm on it. Down and hard.
He needs just one good rip of the bat. Could score in the go-ahead. Can tie it at five. Swung on, fouls it back. 0-2 count. Repoli's still there. Cook on the bump still.
More up.
And now, here comes the 0-2. Ball number one. And now, 1-2. Here's the 1-2. In the dirt, ball two. So now 2-1, 2-2 count. The count is even. And the pitch. Swung on. Ground ball. And he's going to drop it. Throw to first. Not going to be on time. And everyone's going to be safe.
Let's go.
And that is a big error. And a big error. Vinny DeRubias coming to the plate. 5-5. One out. Base is loaded. And DeRubias. And here comes a meeting. And I don't know if they're pulling Cook off the hill, and they are. They're pulling Cook out of the game, and they're going to bring somebody else in from the bullpen. We'll be right back. 5-5, bases loaded, one out, bottom of the fifth. It's Dodger baseball. It's the playoffs on CastBox. And Chris DeLeon coming in to pitch. He'll take the bump away from Ken Cook. Chris DeLeon pitched that first game against the Dodgers. It was the 10-0 win. Pitched in that first game. That was the Mercy Rule win that the Dodgers had. And here's the pitch. Ball one. And here's the pitch. Goes off the bat on the check swing. And that'll be 1-1. So the 1-1 count, DeRubias ready to go. DeLeon kicks and delivers up high inside. Nearly gets him. And DeRubias gets out of the way. And DeRubias went to Bridgeport University, transferring down south for this next season. 2-1 pitch on the way. Up high, ball three. One more ball and a run comes in. If DeRubias lets one more past him out of the zone, he'll score a run. As the lights come on here.
Hey, Ben.
And the pitch. Up high, ball four, and a run comes in to score. And the Dodgers take a 6-5 lead thanks to the walk as Zach Sager comes to the plate. And Zach Sager coming to bat. And right now with the 6-5 lead, bottom half of the fifth, going to the sixth. These guys might be able to protect that lead. We'll see if they can. Douglas on third. Repoli on first. And DeRubias. Or Repoli on second. DeRubias on first. and Sager at the plate. If he gets a base hit, this could spell trouble. In the zone, strike one. And the lights on here. It's been a close game. Nobody's really been out of it here tonight.
Come on, Sager, stay hot, kid. Stay hot,
and
man.
Now, swung on and missed strike two. Sager, all he needs to do, get a rip here. But with only one out in the inning, if he strikes out, doesn't have a huge effect. Give just one more out for Pierce. Pitch on the way. Chop, ground ball. First base side. First baseman's going to get there. Throw home. They're going to get the force. But the runner at first is going to be safe. So the out at the plate with Brendan Pierce coming to bat. Brendan Pierce trying to drive home the run. So with the out recorded, down by first, Dan Sullivan waiting to get on. He'll be on deck. Base is loaded. Two down. De Leon kicks and deals. High fly ball. Looking to go shallow center right. And it'll be caught. And it's 6-5 Dodgers. At the end of five innings, the Dodgers have the one-run lead. So Taylor Kozakowski comes to bat here. Top half of the sixth, 6-5 Dodgers. And an update from Muzzy Field, the Arch 2 Bar and Grill Indians, East Division champs. They got the first round bye. They played here in the second round. Well, not here, but they played in the second round. And they ended up just mercying the Great Falls Gators in that game. If you remember, the Gators won 6-0 against the Bristol Knights. Great Falls just got mercied 10-0 by the Indians. Pierce will get set on the bump to pitch to Kozakowski. Big win for the Indians. They'll advance. Bunt, drop down, foul. And something came off him. I think a arm guard. But with the Gators falling out of the winner's bracket, 10-0. Almost unheard of. Indians proved that they really are the number two team in the league. 0-1 pitch on the way. Tries to drop down another bunt. Went strike two. And Kozakowski struggling here. Kozakowski not finding his footing. Trying to drop down a bunt like Pierce did. Pitch on the way. Swung on. Oh my goodness, what a catch! Brendan Pierce tries to get out of the way and he makes the grab. And Ken Cook. And Ken Cook gonna come to the plate. And Brendan Pierce, what a grab. One down here in the top half of the sixth inning. Down to their final six outs, now down to five. Cook watches that go by, strike one. Called strike for Cook. And the pitch, inside, up high, almost at his head. Ball number one, that'll even the count out. And Pierce is just looking to close out this sixth inning, get to the final one. Maybe have the Dodgers pick up a few more runs. That one will go over Pierce's head. Over to the second baseman. He'll throw to first. Get the out. And there are two down here in the sixth. Russell LaFleur comes to bat. And the Angels down by one at practically the midnight hour. The penultimate inning, top six. And the pitch. Swung on. Fly ball. Shortstop getting under it. Makes the grab. We go bottom half of the sixth. Dodgers controlling a one-run lead. 6-5 in this elimination game. And for the bottom half of the sixth, it's Dan Sullivan. And now, Sullivan takes the first pitch from Leon, inside and high, ball one. This might be the final three at-bats the Dodgers need to advance into round number three. Trying to lock themselves in, up by one in the sixth. The pitch from De Leon, swung on, and that'll go through the gap. And through the gap between second and third, and a well-earned seventh base hit of the game. Kostin Merchant at the plate, seven base hits for the Dodgers, and six runs. The Dodgers really bringing the sticks tonight. And Kostin Merchant with the Dodgers up by one. And Sullivan fakes going for it. Gets back to first. No pickoff attempt here. And De Leon delays throwing the first pitch to Merchant. Merchant hasn't had a lot of luck in today's game. But last night stole a few bases. A few key bases and a good few scoring positions that the Dodgers were in. Just weren't able to get it. Strike number one. He pulled back the bunt. Pulled back the bunt. But it'll be called a strike. Kostin Merchant. He called it on the corner. One inside. I don't know what corner he was looking at. Pickoff attempt. Sullivan wasn't paying attention, and now he's in the rundown. Sullivan trying to get to second base. He's going to be out. And one down. And Sullivan had no idea there was another pickoff attempt coming. And he gets caught in the rundown and gunned down at second base. So nobody on, one out, 0-1 count for Merchant. Ricky Brown on deck.
Come on now. Let's go, fly.
Here comes the 0-1. Drops down, high bunt, foul, strike two. Again, out at Muzzy Field, 10-0. Indians win. They'll advance to the next round. A mercy rule over the Gators.
Let's go, Bob. Get it going here.
That one called ball number one. So the bracket, the winner of this game would play Great Falls, ball two. So if this result holds, it would be Weathersfield Great Falls in the next elimination game, but that is if this result will hold. 2-2 on the way. Lined, back to the shortstop, and he'll be out on the tag. And here comes Ricky Brown. Tag was applied right before he got to first base, so Merchant is out at first. And now it's Ricky Brown.
Hey, let's go, Rick.
And the Dodgers are going to try and hold this one out and then be in for a tough game with the Gators. And here's the pitch.
Let it go, let it go. Here you go, Chris.
That'll be ball number one.
You're not a ball boy.
What's that?
You're not a ball boy, you're a ball man.
Come on, Ralph.
And Brown facing a 1-0. Pitch on the way. Ball number two. Brown trying to keep this inning alive. So the Indians advance to the winner's bracket finale. That will be here at Riverfront. Swung on, hit by Brown, right field, but it'll be hauled in. And we go to the final inning. Final inning of the ball game. We go top 7, 6-5 Dodgers. All they need is 3 outs, and they'll be on to the third round of the playoffs. We'll be right back here on CastBox. It's 6-5, Dodgers in control. And Kelleher will bat. Top half of the 7th, final inning. Pierce is this close to going a complete game. If he gets 3 outs, the Dodgers go to round number 3. Round number 3 will be exclusively an elimination bracket. And that will be played out tomorrow, ball 1. So round 3 going to play out tomorrow. And then it will be the semifinals. Swung on, down the third baseline, that's going to be fair. A big base hit. He's going to go two as Merchant picks it up in left. Throw to second. He's going to be safe. Fourth base hit of the game for the Angels. And they catch a big break with Scott Kelleher. And his third double of the playoffs. So here's number 27 to Nick Magulis. Kelleher, just a hitting machine. And with Magulis at the plate, Dodgers really got to hope they can turn two. Oh, on the way. Almost drops down a bunt. Strike one. And now, 0-1 count. Magulis at the plate. Pitch on the way. Drops down. A bunt. Picked up. They'll throw to one and get the out. Runner on third with one away. Not a great position. With one on third. Here comes. These guys playing for a tie right now.
Infield in.
Pitch on the way. Strike one called down the middle. And the pitch swung on and missed. He gets a piece of it. Strike two. Two strikes, one out. Looking for the second. As they try to get this all squared away. A spot in the third round on the line. 0-2. Chop, ground ball, shortstop gets there, throw home, not going to be on time. And he's going to go two. And he will get there, big error. Third of the game on the Dodgers, and this game is tied. A 6-6 ball game. And so now, one down, 6-6 ball game, and the Elmers Angels are back in it. Jared Flommer at the plate. Here's the pitch from Flommer. Swung on, ground ball. They'll get the out at first. Runner on third now. And so now. After Flommer, here comes Maglio. And Kyle Maglio. At the plate. 6-6 ball game. Top 7 in the final inning. Pitch on the way. Swung on and missed. Strike one. They need two more strikes, and they'll be into the bottom of the 7th. Dodgers were hoping to close in the top. It's not going to happen. Here's the 0-1. On the ground. Ball one. Catcher gets out in front and stops it. He will stop it from advancing. Runner stays on third. Elmers. Here comes the pitch. High fly ball. Sent. Kez Douglas will get it. And we will go. Bottom 7. We go bottom 7, 6-6. And we settle in. Bottom 7. This is the game.
Need to wrap. Quick with the stick.
So bottom 7 and Rob Correa at the plate. So Correa facing down De Leon.
Let's go, Tuz. Come on, Rob.
Here comes the pitch. Called strike one.
Here we go, Rob.
And the pitch. Ball number one.
Cut it out. Oh, it fucking sucks.
So 1-1.
All I need to know is that he walked.
And now, 1-1 pitch on the way. Swung on and missed. Strike two.
Walk. Not even a trot. Nothing.
Come on, Rob. Sharpen up. Sharpen up. Need you.
Let's go. Hey, Rob. Get us a start here. Come on, Rob.
And the 1-2. And Correa.
Come on, Rob.
And the pitch. Up high. Ball two. So 2-2 count. Pitch on the way. Swung on, chopped foul.
That's why you're a coach.
Just kidding.
And so.
Come on, Tuz. I'm out.
On the way, ball three.
Hey, baby, need you. Shorten up, Tuz.
Hey, Correa.
It's fine,
kid. And now.
Hey, let's go, Rob.
Time call.
Let's go. Come on.
And the pitch. Swung on. That'll be a base hit. And Correa will get on. This brings up Nico Piscopo. Trip to the third round. So Giles Shaw on base. Pitch on the way. Tries to lay down a bunt. Runner out at second. And one down. And Shaw is out at second, and there's nobody on with one out. And now, here's the pitch. Called a strike, 1-1. And so 1-1. High fly ball, foul territory. First baseman gets under it, makes the grab.
Right here, guys.
2 down, bottom 7 tie game. And this may be going to extras. Kez Douglas at the plate. He really needs to rip one. Douglas standing in. Takes ball one. So that one rolls all the way to the backstop. Ball one. And time called. Douglas looking to keep the game alive, or at least in regulation. Ball two. Chris De Leon still on the hill.
Come on, Cass.
And Douglas, 27. Trying to hit here. Pitch on the way.
Oh,
nearly gets him. And it did. So it got him right in the foot. And the power bat is on first. Here comes Tyler Repoli. Runner on first. And Kez Douglas was waiting to rip one. And they hit him.
Hey, Dougie's all right.
Hey, come on, Repo, right here.
And Repoli.
Come on, Rep. Hit double.
And now.
Base knock. Here you go.
And pickoff. Try and get to Kez. That'll be no good as it got away from him. And now, Chris De Leon, 0-0 count. That one is fouled off, strike one.
Hey, come on, Repo.
Nothing, Dad.
Lay no one, okay?
Rip.
Oh, yeah.
Rippity-dippity.
Comes the 0-1. Swung on and missed, strike two. And we may be going to extras. Here comes the 0-2. In the dirt. Ball one. Douglas will get to second. Big stolen base. And Repoli with a 1-2 count. And a meeting on the hill.
Hey, 3-4, make them make a play.
And now.
Keep fighting.
1-2, swung on and missed. Strike three. We're going extras here from Riverfront. Spot in round number three on the line. We go to the eighth, 6-6. And Carter Marshall leading things off in extras here. Top of the eighth. Trip to round three, which is the exclusive elimination bracket round. Winner's bracket finale happening Monday. Currently at Muzzy. Would be another elimination game. Ball one. That'll be Bristol, New Britain. The deciding factor for the next winner's bracket game, or for the next team to enter the winner's bracket finale, will be coming up following the conclusion of this game here. 2-0 count. It's now 8:04, so they've gone quite a bit over the time limit. So for sure, first pitch of the winner's bracket game will be delayed. 3-0. No pitchers have come in for Pierce. Here comes the pitch. Ball number four. They'll walk him on four pitches. And Pierce, fatigued. He already went a full game. Gave up six runs. Gave up four hits and three errors. As long with that. Dodgers with eight hits, three errors. And here comes Taylor Kozakowski. Takes the first pitch. Runner goes. Tries to lay down a bunt. Should be a strike. Runner holds. And they'll say he didn't go. Ball one. Time called, and they'll talk to Pierce. And now, and the pitch, runner goes again. Should be called a ball as well, ball two. And a timeout called, and Christian Spooches will come out and most likely, I believe, take Pierce off the bump. That's what I would assume. I'm sure you'd have your arms in the bullpen ready to go. Nope, they're going to leave him there. So Pierce will carry on with a runner on. 2-0 count, nobody out, top of the eighth. Well, would have been the final inning, last inning. And it was 6-6. Dodgers, had they put up another run back in the sixth, would have put this game away. 2-0. Call the strike in the zone. 2-1 count. And getting set. 2-1. Fouls it off. Strike two. Kozakowski still at the plate. Ken Cook on deck. 2-2 count. Pierce trying to get the first out of this inning. On the way, ball. And a full count. And Pierce. Pitch on the way. Ball four. So two on, nobody out. Ken Cook at the plate. And it looks like a pinch runner will be coming on. I believe that may be a Licky. And they will put a runner on. Two on, nobody out for Sager. Or not Sager, for Pierce. Infield coming in. At least on the first base side. Strike one, as it looked like Cook was ready to lay down a bunt. DeRubius came about halfway down the infield. And so, a long, long game here from Riverfront. Now tries to bunt. Oh, and that is not a good call.
Just because he misses.
I say he didn't go, but he definitely went.
Bounce back, check the pitch. Hey, bounce back, let's go.
That'll be called 1-1, should be 0-2 count. Horrible call down by the first base umpire. And the pitch. That'll be dropped down, a bunt, and everyone's going to be safe. And here comes Russell LaFleur. Nobody out, base is loaded, and a pinch runner coming in for Ken Cook. And LaFleur will come on to bat.
Infield on the grass. No dirt.
And the pitch. Called strike one. That one is shot, and that will go into center field. Here comes one to score. Here comes two to score, and a big two RBI double. A single. Big RBI single. Two are going to come across, and it'll be 8-6, top of the inning. And not the way the Dodgers had hoped this would go. Nobody out. 8-6. And Pierce will come off. And we'll see who comes on. In for Brendan Pierce. And they will bring in, I believe, Kez Douglas. And I believe Giles Romer will go into right. So Giles Romer to right field. And Kez Douglas will come into pitch. And we'll be right back. And so top of the eighth, nobody out. 8-6, Angels in the lead. This will bring up Scott Kelleher, who's gotten three doubles today. In the dirt, ball one, runner goes to third. Throw to third is going to be in time. They apply the tag, runner holds it first, and one away here in the eighth. So top eight, 8-6. And the pitch, swung on and missed, strike one. And the Elmer's Angels may be maybe getting the revenge they seeked tonight. With one ball, two strikes now. Douglas. Called strike three. They get him. Two down. Personally, I think they should have taken out Pierce a little earlier. Right, maybe in the sixth. Let somebody else close out the seventh. But here comes Nick Magulis. 8-6. Top eight. We'll go bottom eight pretty soon. The Dodgers will need two to tie and bring it to the ninth. Here's ball number one. We need two to tie, three to win. Dodgers have put up a three spot before. They put up a four spot back in the beginning of the game. The pitch swung on, chopped foul, strike one. And so the 1-1, pitch on the way. Foul, and that was a laser. And the 1-2. Called a ball, just missed the zone on the outside. Time called, 2-2 count. And now, 2-2 pitch. Swung on, foul, and DeRubias gets there. And DeRubias we'll get the final out of the inning. We go bottom eight. Extras, they need two to tie and keep it alive, or three to put it away here and go to round three. We'll be right back here on CastBox. Elimination Baseball, 8-6, Angels in control. And so a late game, just reaching almost 8:20. This game started promptly 6 p.m. Started at 6 p.m., so almost 2 hours and 20 minutes. Of baseball here. And it is 8-6. Vinny DeRubias at the plate. DeRubias will be followed by Sager. And this needs to be the last stand here. Pitch on the way from De Leon. Fouled. Everybody just waiting around, waiting to take the field for the second game, get some practice in. It's going to be ice cold by the time this game ends. This may be an 11:30, maybe midnight end to this tournament. One on one. Remember game two, a winner's bracket game, Fat Orange Cat and Terryville. Winner plays Arch 2. Swing on a miss, strike two. Winner plays Arch 2 in the winner's bracket finale. That'll be here Monday night. Also Monday night will be the continuation of the elimination bracket. Not quite done. We'll get our elimination finalist. One of our two elimination bracket finalists. Here comes the 1-2. Swung on, ground ball. Third base, throw to first. They got him. Here comes Zach Sager with one down here in the eighth. Truly the midnight hour of this game, and not looking good for Weathersfield. Down by 2-1 away, Zach Sager. And the Dodgers looking to try and blast one to the outfield. Try and maybe get a home run out there. On the way. Checks his swing. Didn't go. Ball one. Okay. And now the pitch. Shatters one foul. 1-1. Dodgers again. And the pitch.
Oh my.
Called a strike on one out of the zone, and Sager is not having it.
Go, Sager.
I'll get them to get yours as soon as possible. I'll run it over there.
And so, handed the lineup for the Terryville Black Sox. And that'll be up high, ball number two. So I've already got the lineups for the second game, if it ever starts tonight. 2-2. 8:21, so just over an hour and just over 2 hours and 20 minutes here in what was supposed to be a seven-inning game. Skies, another one foul, will remain 2-2. What was supposed to be a seven-inning game will end with one extra. Not the game I think anyone was looking to find, but not the game anyone was thinking was going to happen, but it has happened tonight. 2-2 on the way. Swung on, and it's hit. Right center. Center fielder gets under it. And there is one out to go with Brendan Pierce at the plate. One out, and Elmers will go to round three, and they'll play tomorrow. The winner go home, and this really is make or break. Final at bat, possibly, of game number one. Supposed to end a little earlier. Was supposed to end around 7:55, 8. We knew the start to game two was going to be late, but it's going to be late by quite a bit. Brendan Pierce, what could be the end of the Dodgers season here. Swung on and missed, strike one. Chris De Leon pitched the first game, the 10-0 Dodgers win. He'll pitch the second game, or at least he comes in to relieve. Certainly is different than the beginning of the season, 1-1 there. Certainly is a different pitcher than he was on that opening night. And here comes the 1-1. Swung on a missed, strike two. And one more, and the Angels will have gotten their revenge off tonight's game. Angels have been waiting this for a while. 1-2. Ball two. That'll be a 2-2 count. Two-two. Swung on and missed, and this game's over. And that ends the Dodgers' season. In 8 innings, 8-6, Elmer's Angels win it. And we thank you for tuning in. We thank you for tuning in all season, Dodgers fans. It's been a blast. We will catch you next season as the Dodgers Network will be the Twilight League Network from here on out. We'll be the Dodgers Network next summer once the Dodgers season starts again. We'd like to thank the league president, Scott Dickens, and team owner-manager, Christian Spuches, for allowing us to broadcast this season's games. We'd like to thank all the players for putting on such an amazing show all summer long. We thank you, the fans, most importantly, for tuning in every night for Dodger Baseball. My name is James Clark, Voice of the Dodgers. We'll see you in a little bit with the tournament, and we'll see you next summer for more Dodgers Baseball. It's now time to tune in to the CTL Network for the rest of this tournament. Good night, everybody.